He did see Guru throw out the first pitch here on the last day. No one's asked me about that. There was some velo involved in that. I think he may have missed the strike zone, but I know Mike Aldretti, who had to catch it, was not prepared for that kind of velocity. So you guys might have to do your cuff weights and so forth and pick up on the velocity a little bit.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That made my day. I had an army.
That's the guy you want fired.
You know, I've been thinking about it, you know.
Maybe not. That's one of the most glowing recommendations of you or anybody, quite frankly, at this station that I have ever heard.
You guys laugh and scoff, and I know Spadoni's trying to get a hit
off
the
him off on 6th Street.
Bob, I got one for you.
He wants to leave goo in the tenderloin.
Hey, I do have to, we'll get to it before we get out of here, but Aisha Curry went on the podcast and talked about her husband, the great, the chef, Steph Curry, and his first line.
I got thoughts.
To kind of get at her. That's what we used to say. Did you get at her? And to start courting her. But my man can shoot it on and off the court, Evan. I love the line.
We're going to get to that sound in a bit.
The chef!
I got to come down Steph's road, to be honest.
Dude, you know it's hashtag random with me, Evan.
I know.
My guy Squirt, Zucci, man, they don't want Bochy to come here like you because they don't want him to manage what they believe is a mess. This team is not devoid of talent.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have Major League Baseball players, but they're not.
Devers, Adamas, Chapman, Jung-Hoo Lee, Ramos, All-Star, Lee, Webb, and we'll see what's up with Root. Come on, man. And Rodriguez in the bullpen. Like, don't compare him to the 27 Yankees, E.
I'm not comparing him to Murderers Row. I'm comparing him to the team they're playing in 2 hours.
Well.
Look at this lineup.
A lot of teams
seriously,
will fail. Okay.
Seriously,
all
look
right.
at this lineup.
Oh, boy.
Tatis. Arraez. Didn't even play last night, by the way. Machado. O'Hearn. Bogarts. Also didn't play last night. Sheets. Couple bombs last night. Laureano. Jake Cronenworth, who, by the way, didn't play last night. Is hitting 8th. Jake Cronenworth would be in the middle of the Giants' order.
No, that's a fact.
And that's not even the best part of their team. They have the best bullpen in baseball.
Well, give me another team.
A good team?
The Cardinals.
Team?
Like, they're better than the Cardinals. And the Cardinals.
A good team or a bad team?
I get your drift. Evan, I'm telling you, man. I really believe they're better than what they're doing. That's obvious. Like, meet me halfway there. That's obvious, right? That's what's making this so frustrating.
I'm starting to believe that they're not.
The boss was doing him in Grandy Spaces last night. I couldn't get to him, but I went and re-listened. Like, let's just talk about it. Maybe you're not scoring on offense because your hitting coach has never done anything in the major leagues. Maybe he's not right for the job. Just a thought.
It's not the hitting coach's job to go to the plate for these dudes.
How are you going to be a vocal coach and you got no Grammys?
What?
How are you going to teach somebody how
I'm
to
sorry,
sing?
Sorry, that one went over my head.
You know what I mean, Evan? How are you going to teach somebody to sing and you have no voice? You never done it.
No, but
and
I need...
And that's Burl.
No, but if someone can't hit a high F because they don't have the pipes, I'm not going to be able to coach them to hit a high F.
Devers can hit a high F.
Some people are staccatos. Some people are baritones. I forget what the other one is. But my point is, a vocal coach cannot teach a baritone to sing outside of their range.
Are they better than 61 and 66 on this Thursday, Evan?
I don't know.
Oh,
I really don't.
Risotto?
I'm going to be honest,
they,
man.
Carter,
I'm
are they better be than 60? Be honest. I won't get mad. Are they better than they're playing?
A little bit, but not a lot. I mean, at the end of the day, this is just kind of who they are.
And Carter just looks at me and goes, no.
They stink.
You know what? Hey, hold on.
You guys are so front runners. When that trade was announced, I believe we would have had 3 different answers. You, Risotto, and Carter.
Yeah, and then we've watched the last 2 months, and here we are. Let's go to Ben, who's in Hayward. 888-957-9570 is the number. Why would Bruce Bochy want to come back? Ben, what's up, man?
There's no way he would want to come back. I mean, this team, there is no way. I mean, you look at him, it's been a whole year. I'd love to find out how many one-run scoring games that they've produced. It's incredible. Every time I, you know, check it out, it's like if I haven't listened to the game, I, you know, turn on my app, one run. They don't have it. And you know what? When Devers was picked up, I was not excited because, hey, the guy didn't even want to play first base, right? But not only that, say he changed his mind, but he wasn't ready to play first base. And they're in the middle of it. I don't get you spend all that money, and the only thing you can hope for initially is that he's a DH. But he didn't even produce then. And the other guys, you know, other than the pitching, I wouldn't, you know, nothing against the pitching. I feel sorry for the pitching.
Mm.
But come on. The other guys, Adames, really? I mean, at least he's picked up a little bit, but come on. Name them. They're not all the guys, Guru, that you named are not doing anything this year. Nothing.
And,
they aren't.
Yeah. No, you're right. But do you think a different voice could have them do better because the back of their baseball card is better than what they've been in a Giant uniform? That's my only point.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the deal. These guys aren't young either. I mean, Devers, okay. But the other guys aren't young, you know? And so, yeah, you look at the back of the baseball card. Yeah, there's great numbers there. But they're older. You know, Chapman's older. Adames is older, you know? And maybe, you know, I love Lee, but you know, maybe he's – that's it. You know, it's just – oh, my gosh. It just feels like they got to blow it up because I just see the same thing happening next year. I really do. I, you know, that's just me, but.
No, I hear you.
I
got you, Ben. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thing, you know, with the Devers thing, you know, they've got a kid, you know, in the farm system that's coming up. That's great. Is it Eldridge?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he plays first base. So is Adames. I mean, not Adames, Devers. What are they going to do? Is he going to go back to DH? That's what I mean about the Devers trade, where I wasn't excited. It's like, what? Didn't make sense to me. So, anyway,
I got you. Thanks, Ben. Nice. Appreciate the call. No, keep it up, buddy. You know what? This idea that the players aren't who they've been or have room to grow.
Talk to me.
Can I politely shoot it down?
Yeah.
Matt Chapman, do you think he's been down this year?
Go.
He's on pace for 20 home runs.
Yeah, somewhat. He's not on my list of like, oh my gosh, it's just been all bad.
760 OPS.
Okay.
That's literally what he's been the last 3 years.
Okay.
You look at Patrick Bailey. He's hitting .212 with a .570 OPS.
I've been over him though. Okay.
That's who he is. Jung-Hoo Lee is on pace for 10 home runs. Is going to hit 30 doubles.
He's
a little bit above average hitter for his OPS. Like, that's kind of who he is, I think.
Casey
Schmidt has got a .730 OPS, and he's going to hit 10 home runs this year. Dom Smith is going to hit, you know, 7 home runs this year. He's got a .750 OPS.
Yeah.
These are all players. Like, this is who they are. The guys that you're asking to perform better, there's only one dude who's not playing up to his standard. That's Rafael Devers. That's the only guy on this team that I see. Maybe Adames. Perhaps, but Adames and Devers are the two guys who have not hit up to their standard, at least from what they've done the last couple seasons.
And that's it. All right. No, I love that. I can do nothing with it but tell you this. It's not even so much of the individual's stats, Evan. It's the fact that they can't get going, regardless of who you are and how good you are. They can't piece anything together back to back to back like they did the other night when Willard told us and they hit 3 home runs in the first inning. There was 4-0. He thought San Diego had the 4 because people are so not used to the Giants doing that. My question is, so you're telling me through 127 games, because it's been a constant, regardless of who you are at the plate in a Giant uniform, we can't string anything together. And that's why I question something greater is going on in regard to upstairs mentally, Evan, to where everybody's not going to do it. I get it. At the same time, but this has been horrific in regard to ducks on a pond. If a guy had 2 home runs in the game and he's up on his third at bat, he's striking out if you're a Giant fan for you. And that's been the theme all year, that they can't just string anything together. I'm not saying hit for the cycle, hit for the Evan. It's something, there's a mental block going on, and I don't think Melvin has the key. And I know you're looking at me like, goo, it's not his job to unlock that, but something, there's a constipation with this offense that guys just can't get timely hits, that is so uncanny that I just feel like you're not going to swap out all the players. You signed up half the dudes you they're on the books for years that you just mentioned. So I don't think it's far-fetched to think maybe we need another captain of the ship.
Maybe they do. But you know what?
When
I'm watching the second inning yesterday and NBC Sports Bay Area catches Willie Adames in a moment, whether he's mad at Melvin, whether he's mad at himself, I think he might just be mad at the world because Giants can't win a baseball game.
All right.
That's the expression on every single fan's face watching this team. Thanks. Willie Adames represented every single person that's been trying to watch this club for the last 2 months in that moment. Screaming about I don't know what. Screaming about the strike zone, screaming about how he can't hit the broadside of a barn, screaming about how his manager is unnecessarily coming down his road and he should be worried about what's going on in the field, screaming about anything because they are powerless to change their situation. And I don't know if it's Bob Melvin, I don't know if it's Bruce Bochy, I don't think there's a soul on earth that is going to stop them from continuing to spiral the way they have because they know it. They know they stink. That's what I saw in Willie Adames' face last night. I don't care who he was mad at. He knows that that team stinks, and he can't do anything about it.
Mm. Well, then you're part of the stench, though. I love that.
He is.
I don't disagree. And that's why he was lashing out. If they had the wrong sunflower seeds or bubble gum, he's just mad at the world. And to his credit, yesterday was the first time we got any indication that he snapped. If that's too strong, I get it. But I know what you're putting down, I get. But the bottom line is, don't tell me, oh, next year it'll be different. If you don't, if we're gonna leave this season, I know there's 35 games left, Evan. And the thing is, even reporters, the players, and the manager, I don't know. That's not good enough. Then I owe it to this organization to make change, just predicated on let's get somebody in here. But damn it, I don't know is not sufficient for an answer.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Leroy's in Oakland.
Lee.
Leroy, what's up, man? Good morning. How we doing?
Hey, good morning. What's up, Evan? What's up, Goo? Happy Thursday. All right, Goo. You know, I've been trying to work on you, man, about this Devers trade.
Hey.
No, I just got a little more information. I'm going to try to get you to admit, man, that, you know, this Devers trade was not good. And I know a lot of people in the know was like, man, I'd make this trade in a heartbeat. But people in the know, Goo, you know, they could be wrong too, man. So the only thing, you know, I've been saying to you, Goo, was like this. Like at the end of May, like Labor Day. Like, we were really looking good, man. Do you remember that, Goo?
I do.
We were looking good. I mean, we were like 31-23, right? 1.5 games behind the Dodgers, right? We were playing great, and the pitching was spectacular. And that's why I kind of felt like, I was like, let's add to the pitching staff. Let's add to what's good about the team. Because what was bad about the team, even at that time when we were 1.5 game behind the Dodgers at Memorial Day. What was bad about the team was the hitting. We were like last in all the offensive categories back then. So it's like adding one bat wasn't going to do anything, and it didn't. I'm like, Booster, what is good about the team at Memorial Day when we were 31-23? Booster that, and that was the pitching staff, but they didn't do it. So ever since then, man, it's like we have been terrible since Labor Day, man. What did we get? Devers on June 15th, and it was just like we've been bad. So I just want to investigate why that is. I'm not saying he's a bad person. I'm not saying, but I was just like, we were doing so well. And, you know, I've always felt like Buster just pulled the trigger, you know, prematurely and thought it was the hitting when it was really we should have been bolstering the pitching staff that was pretty spectacular at that time.
No, I love it, Lee. And Evan, I'll just say this to Leroy's point, but Lee, even if you had Madison, you got to score to win games. And if you are inept hitting the ball, who would turn down the Devers trade to add that bat? Like, how many people would have said no to that? And the future part of it.
Nobody would have said no to it. But the fact remains, the Boston Red Sox are a team that is headed to the postseason, and the Giants are headed towards the lottery. That's just a fact.
I just read something from Uncle Looney, and this is how real I am. When I read something and it captivates me, I'm going to read it, Evan, and you tell me, do you have some of this thought in you? Uncle Looney says, if you look at this Giant offense, it's amazing they have the record that they do. I mean, if you look at it from that vantage point, Melvin's going nowhere if Buster thinks that way. But I got to believe he's not. This team has just not hit, man, especially when it's been money time. The Dodger series right before the All-Star break, that Sunday game that went extra innings. Evan, my goodness. Like, is that how you look at this offense? It's a miracle that they're 5-under?
I don't know if I look at it like it's a miracle they're 5-under, but Goo, they're against left-handed pitchers, which they faced last night. They are literally the worst hitting team in baseball. Let that sink in. The worst hitting team in baseball, and all you have to do, Goo, is throw the ball with your left hand. That's it. It doesn't have to be Randy Johnson. It could be J.P. Sears. Somebody who, by the way, was in El Paso a week ago. Yeah. He has a 5.50 ERA.
And I watched the Diamondbacks' his first out, and they rocked him a couple weeks ago. Remember I texted you, like, this dude's done.
He stepped to the mound last night and looked like Steve Carlton. Yeah.
So what do you do about it, E?
You can't do anything now. You got to lay in it. But that's why I think Adamas is pissed off as he was.
Wow, man. But you still, I think Buster has to add, if we fast forward this offseason, you don't just stop. You know, Eldridge could be a part of it. And I'm going to be honest, where Dever plays at this point, that's the last thing on my itemized list. It's like, dude, we need your bat in the lineup. You perfect hitting the ball like you did in Beantown because we need better than what you've been showing. But who's to say Buster is seeing this? And for the people out here, and you're right, the offense stinks, that he goes, tries to get something better, a better catcher, a better right fielder. Like, I mean, all that is on the to-do list, so we can't rob the Giants of not seeing the problems and going to add. But if you're going to just run it back, per se, I mean, man,
well,
I don't know.
Well, you're not going to run it back, but this is going to take time. I think that's what we're learning this year. This is going to take longer than people thought. It just is. And whether it's with Melvin, whether it's with someone else, I personally don't think... Actually, I'll just say this. The Giants don't deserve Bruce Bochy.
And
like,
man.
Come on. Seriously. Bruce Bochy is one of the greatest managers in baseball. And he made his hay with this franchise. This version of this franchise does not deserve Bruce Bochy. They're that bad. That's how bad they've
been. Deep. It's powerful. But I'll say this, Evan. If we truly were having a beer with Bruce and this was not going to get out his answer, and we asked him, is this Giant team better than what they're playing and hitting like and their record in totality, I got to believe Bruce would say yes.
I don't know.
Willard might be in trouble.
I say he's an idiot.
Yeah. I got to believe he knows they're better than that. I mean, that's a given. And I get what you're saying, Evan. And to that caller's point a couple callers ago about one run here, one run there, it's like you can't even run into one. But I don't know why they can't hit left-handed pitching, E.
They scored a run last night.
No, I'm just saying for most often, you know, it's small sample size. The Giants are not using – what was the bat that we were saying was just instant offense?
Torpedoes?
Early? Yeah, they are not.
Yeah, that's
what – Hey, the Giants are not using torpedo bats if that's still a thing.
I actually think they are. They've just sent theirs to the graveyard. Let's go to Marvin in San Francisco. Help us wrap up this conversation. Marvin, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Hi. First of all,
the Florida Marlins in 2000 were in last place at midseason, showing no signs of life. I think the only thing they did was get a new manager, and they won the World Series beating the Yankees.
Okay? Wow. Wow.
The Giants in 2010 were last in hitting, home runs. I think their starting pitching ERA was like 5 at midseason. The only thing they did was get Buster Posey as a rookie. Came up. He had been up the year before. He came up. And Posey, of course, solidified the catching position. But think about the Giant players that they got, the Scuderos and the shortstop who won MVP in the World Series. I mean, Cody Ross. I mean, we've had these guys that are not major players. But Sabian had a way to get guys that needed redemption. And I thought that was the thing with Devers. I think Devers' whole problem is he went from a stadium with a left field wall that he could hit at 150 feet or whatever it is in Boston, and he's got a thing that looks like the Grand Canyon in San Francisco. That takes coaching. It takes batting coaches. It takes psychological coaching by the manager to straighten him out. And anybody who thinks that a new manager can't make a team better, I think you're wrong. Mm. I think that's what we need for some time. And what happens is it has to do with some managers are good at turning guys on and some managers without even trying to turn them off.
Man.
And I think when the first time I saw Melvin, I said, man, we got our grandfather coaching this team. These are young guys, mostly on the rest of the lineup. They're going to have a lot of young people through the draft and so forth. I just think that was the problem, and I still think it's the problem. I think people ought to get on Devers back. He came here hurt. He was playing hurt. You watch what he does when he has a fresh start next year in the same location. But I think we need to get rid of the manager and the batting coach. Paralysis by analysis, man. They're swinging at pitches a foot outside and let balls go right down the pipe for called third strike. That is coaching, and that's what we need. That's my point.
Thank you. Denzel has a meme to that
Marvin.
On Twitter, and it says, my man. And that's what I'm saying to that call. My man. Like, he was preaching.
Well, if Bob Melvin's too old, Bruce Bochy's 7 years older than he is.
I didn't agree with that part. He called him grandfather. But yeah, I'm not into the ageism.
If Bob Melvin's a grandpa, what does that make Bruce Bochy?
Jim Leland came back and had success, and Bochy's got his wits about him.
I'm not saying managers don't matter. I'm saying a manager is not worth 20 wins.
But you think this team is not a manager? Like, that's what's so – and it's you're not by yourself. Just a lot of people think, I don't care who you had, Goo, this team is what it is, and I just don't agree with that. Oh, it needs enhancements. Don't get me wrong. But, man, and the Jung-Hoo Lee thing, why I'm frustrated that he's balling real quick, is it Fussell now? Or are you going to be the everyday leadoff hitter that you were supposed to be? Or are you doing this now because the dogs basically have been called off?
Well, he was the leadoff hitter at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, my point.
Started to look like a golf ball. Tough to hit. All right. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Let's get into some football next. Let's talk about the San Francisco 49ers. They made a lot of moves yesterday in response to maybe not some good news. And then also, again, there's a piece that was written this morning about Brock Purdy, which had, I thought, some pretty interesting details into the contract negotiation this offseason. It revealed to us a little bit about maybe the ways that Brock Purdy is in the process of improvement and hopes to improve the Niners, who won just 6 games last year. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. That segment is brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.